Amen. We can say amen this morning. Amen. We want to thank God for all of us to be here this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth. As we travel, as we journey on our lives that God gives us, we must continually to seek God as his word says. At this time, let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, we come to thee, thanking you, Lord, for the many blessings you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. Lord, that we have song, Lord, we have prayed. Lord, we have remembered you during this week, but Lord, we must continue to keep your word, continue to be filled, Lord, and continue to abide in your principles and continue to reach out, Lord, as you said. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us our sins. Bless us, Lord, as I give this lesson this morning. Bless the hearers thereof. Bless that everything would be according to your will. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We want to look at a lesson of the Old Testament, starting from Judges. And think about the Bible. It ties in to one. It ties in to one. And so many different ways that you can prove this is just unbelievable. And you cannot even get it all in this lesson that is going to come before us. The lesson this morning will be, is called, if you want to put a title on it, Now Say Shib-Boleth. One speech pattern. Now say Shib-Boleth. One speech pattern. Turn to Judges, the 12th chapter. Turn to Judges, the 12th chapter. Hope you brought your Bibles today. We're going to do some diligent dividing of the scriptures here this morning. Look at Judges, the 5th chapter. I want to give a little introduction on it, on this chapter here before I read it out. Jethro was a man of valor, and he was born, as we find in chapter 11, of a harlot. But he was a sort of a cast out, if you will, but he is now sought to go with the Gideonites to conquer the land of Ammon, the giants. And they needed him to be the captain of their guard. But look at the fifth verse. And also you want to remember the Ephraimites and the tribe of Manasseh. That was the children of Joseph. Look at the fifth verse. It says, and the Gideonites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that those Ephraimites, which were escaped, said, let me go over, that the men of Gilead said unto him, art thou an Ephraimite? If he said, nay, then they said unto him, now say, Shib-Boleth. And he said, Shib-Boleth. For he could not frame to pronounce it right. That they took him and slew him at the passages of Jordan. And there fell at that time of the Ephraimites 42,000. Let that sink in, because they could not say a word correctly. They could not frame their mouths to say a word correctly. You know, you heard the saying that it said you couldn't say that to save your life. They couldn't frame their mouths to say it correctly. And they were slew for that 42,000. Let's turn to Galatians. Galatians, the first chapter. this gospel is going to save us. Romans 1 and 16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. Now, this gospel we must keep. This is the thing we must keep. It is not only for us to spread the gospel, we must keep the gospel. Amen. And no one must deter their speech. Everyone must have the same speech. The Bible is going to prove itself out. Amen. Let's go to Galatians, the first chapter. Look at verse number 6. Says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which was preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we say before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel than that ye have received, let him be accursed. This gospel thing, this gospel message is really serious. When you reflect your minds on Judges, the 12th chapter, when you look at those two words, Shib, Boleth, and Sib, Boleth, same amount of syllables, sound the same, but it was only one letter in that word that they couldn't pronounce, the H. When you examine that word now or at home, they could not pronounce that H, even though they spoke so-called, so supposed to speak the same language. They could not. And what does this word mean? If you want to know what this means, they said, let me go over it. The definition is usually always in the verse. He said, let me go over. They wanted to go over to a river. Let me go over. Or this word right here will separate a group of people at this time. But it reflects towards the oneness of God. Now, they could not pronounce this word. Now, let's look at the Galatians once again. Now, look at the first part, verse. It says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. Paul is saying that he is apostle, and he's going to preach the same message that they preached on the day of Pentecost. He cannot divert from that message. And if he divert from the message, he will be cursed. He's telling a group of people here in Galatia, and they are from the church. Look at the sixth verse. I marvel that ye are so soon removed. They removed from where? Removed. The Christians were removed from the gospel. The curse will be upon us if we be removed. You have heard many that come to the church and have left the church or not attending church. If we're not following the gospel, the curse falls on us as well. It says, I marvel that you are so soon removed. Sixth verse. So soon removed from him that called you into grace. You've been saved. You obeyed the gospel call the way it's supposed to be obeyed. The gospel call is perverted now. Look at the seventh verse, which is not another, but there be that some that trouble you that will pervert the gospel of Christ. That word shiboleth and sib-boleth now is perverted because we took one letter out. That's what perverts the doctrine of Christ. Taking something away or add something to it. The Bible says in Revelation 22:18, he that addeth or taketh away shall be added and taketh away from the book of life. Amen. Let's look at Acts, 1 Peter 4 and 11. We know, many know this verse and we can quote it, but let's turn to there together. Now, you notice those Ephraimites could not frame in their mouths to save their lives, to say the correct word. They could not frame in their mouths to say the correct word. Look at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and the 11th verse. If you have it, you can read it.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God.
Let him speak as the oracles of God.
If any man minister,
let him do it.
As of the ability which God giveth.
With God giveth.
That God in all things. May be glorified through Jesus Christ. To whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. So if you're going to speak about the word of God, you have to use the oracles of God. Amen. Amen. You have to use the oracles of God to prove the word of God. Amen. So these men could not say the word. And you know what? People today cannot prove the doctrine that they're in. They cannot frame their mouths by the oracles of God. Because it's not in here.
Amen.
You cannot prove it. And we must abide with it, even if it's the angels from heaven. Let's turn to Matthew 28, a familiar scripture, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Oh, yeah. We can quote it. But let's read it together. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Says what?
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying,
right.
All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth.
All authority is given to me in heaven and earth.
Go therefore.
And make disciples of all nations.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Jesus said, go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. This same gospel, which was once delivered unto us in Acts, the second chapter, has to be preached. It has to preach the same gospel, and we cannot divert from the gospel. We cannot be removed from the gospel. But listen to this. Those that preach the gospel, Jesus is saying this to his apostles. He said, go ye out in all the world and preach the gospel. He's saying this to his apostles. Let's turn to Acts, the first chapter. Acts, the first chapter. Chapter 1. We're going to notice some things about the apostles here. Jesus built one church. That's all he built. That's all he built. Acts, the first chapter. Verse 1 says what?
The former account I made, O Theophilus.
Right.
Of all that Jesus both began to do and teach.
Okay, hold it right there. Jesus began to do and teach. He spread in his gospel. Watch the second verse. He says, until that day in which he was taken up after, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles,
amen,
whom he had chosen,
amen,
to whom also he showed himself after his passion, many infallible proofs. The Old Testament was there. They did not have any Bibles. The Old Testament was there. The New Testament is not printed out. The New Testament is established through Jesus Christ, third verse, to whom also ye showed himself after his passions by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of things pertaining the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not part from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. They got to wait for the promise. They don't have to do nothing for the promise. Wait for the promise. What is the promise? The Holy Spirit is going to come to them with power. The Holy Spirit is going to come to them. And you know something? We have to follow his instructions by the letter. Can't miss one letter or you're going to miss the promise. So the disciples gathered together, just like Jesus said, at Jerusalem to receive that promise. And the Holy Spirit set upon the 11, including Peter, the 12 ones hid, and they began to proclaim the gospel. At verse number 36, look at 36. It says what? Acts 2 and 36 says, "Wherefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that that God had made the same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter then say, "Let's vote on you to become a member." He didn't say that. Peter did not say, "Why don't you pray with me this prayer?" Peter didn't say, "Pray with me in this prayer, Lord, I accept you in my heart." He said, "Repent." What did the next verse say? What? "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, do you notice those men of Ephraim, when they took one letter away, what did they do to him? They killed him. The Bible says if you don't obey the gospel of Christ, the way the apostles laid the gospel of Christ, though we or angel from heaven preach any other gospel which was preached, let him be accursed. And this same gospel was preached. What time we have? This same gospel was preached. Let's turn to Colossians 1:23. This same gospel was preached to all the ends of the earth. Colossians 1:23.
Colossians 1:23 says,
go ahead.
"Be continue in the faith."
Yes.
"Grounded and settled."
Yes.
"And be not moved away."
Right.
"From the hope of the gospel."
From the hope of the gospel.
"Which ye have
heard."
"Was preached to every creature."
It was preached
to every creature.
To every creature. Which is under heaven. Those, hold it right there. Those apostles went out and preached the gospel to every creature under heaven. Every creature under heaven. But guess what? They preached the same thing. They preached the same gospel. What must I do? One is not preaching another gospel, saying, you know what? You do this. Or you do that. You know what? Put water on your head. Or anything like that. Preach another gospel, the Bible said, let him be accursed. What does a curse mean? Let him be anathema. Let him be wholly given over. You know, the book of the book of Leviticus 11 was talking about the defiled one. Let him be, I was looking up the definition, let him be exterminated. But God's mercy is upon us today. He wants us to obey the gospel. He wants us to be saved. We were singing those beautiful songs here this morning. "Want to be wonderful there. Having no burden to bear. How great thou art. God is so great. We cannot even see his presence at one time. He cannot be measured. He cannot be measured in his thickness. He has no start. He has no start in his length. He has... Moses could not see him. God put him in the cave and hid him in the mountain. And he said, no man can see me and live. God, we stand before Almighty God, and what are we going to say? As the Bible says, I've done many works, good works in your name. Who name? Jesus' name. Cast out devils. It doesn't matter. He said, I never knew you. When we examine that word "no," you go to the book of Genesis. We're going to get a few more scriptures, and then the lesson is yours. Every time when Adam knew Eve or when somebody knew somebody, a woman, they reproduce. When we are born into Christ, we are reproduced. We are born with Christ, then we are reproduced. Let's look at Romans, the sixth chapter. This is how you get reproduced. This is how you get in God's family. You have to be buried with him in baptism. Romans 6. We can start at the third verse.
Know ye not
so many of us
were baptized into Jesus Christ
was baptized unto his death. Hold on. We are baptized for a reason. Amen. To receive the remissions of sins, to receive, that's God's promise, and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's God's promise. Keep on reading. Therefore, we are buried with him
by baptism into death.
Go ahead.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead.
By the glory of the Father.
Even so, we also should walk. In the newness of life.
This same gospel must be preached. This same gospel must be kept. One speech pattern. Notice something about the apostles. Look at Acts 4, I believe that is. Yes. Acts 4, 18, 19, 20.
Acts 4, 18?
Yes, sir. And they called them, yes, sir, that's it.
And commanded them not to speak.
And not to speak.
At all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
Keep on reading.
But Peter and John answered and said unto them,
whether it be right in the sight of God,
to hearken
you more unto God,
judge ye.
For we cannot but three. Thank you. We have seen and we have heard. They speaking of the things they have seen and heard. In other words, this story is not going to change. We have these marvelous devices of electronics and everything like this, but this gospel was spread by foot soldiers all over the world. And they told the same thing. And the reason why they told the same thing, Jesus taught them, and they could not but speak of what they seen and what they heard. That's let you know what an apostle is. You have to see Jesus. You have to hear Jesus. And even the apostles that were elected on the day of Pentecost, Matthias, when he was elected, they said we must elect one that was here at the time of John until the time he was taken up from us. There had to be eyewitness testimony. I like to say eyeball testimony. Eyewitness testimony, and the apostles that we have today are false. Amen. According to the scriptures, you have to see them. And they have no other message. The Bible says in Revelation 22 and 18 that this book is sealed. Let's go to 1 more scripture here. I lost my time here. I thought I had said it. But we're going to go to another scripture to prove the apostleship. Let's go back to Galatians, the first chapter. Paul, here's one that is born out of due season. Here was one that was called Saul, that persecuted the church. But yet, he's seen Jesus. Turn to Galatians, the first chapter. Let's continue reading. Verse number 10. For do I persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? Go ahead.
I should not be the servant of Christ.
Go ahead.
But I certify you,
the gospel which was preached of me was not after man. He's preaching the same gospel As the day on the Pentecost. Isn't it an amazing thing? His revelation that he had is the same gospel. It's the same speech. That's another thing that this gospel cannot be changed. Keep on reading.
For I neither received it of man.
He neither received it of man.
Neither was he taught it.
But by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
But by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Did he reveal something new to him? No. Keep on reading.
For ye have heard of my conversation that time past.
You know how he was. He persecuted church.
And the Jews' religion.
Right.
Now that beyond measure I persuaded the church of God and wasted it.
Right. Right.
In my own nation.
Yes.
Being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God.
Okay.
Who separated me from my mother's womb.
Right.
And called me by his grace.
And called him by his grace. You know, to be apostle, we have false gospel today. Many false gospels today. Because that's all it takes, one letter, one practice to pervert to the gospel of Christ. There's only one gospel of Christ.
Amen.
And if any man speak, if you want to prove it, the Bible says, use the oracles of God.
Amen.
Use the oracles of God to prove that, and you won't be able to find these other things. The only thing you would be able to find in the scriptures is one gospel, that was preached. Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, says, moreover, brother, talking about the gospel again, how it must be kept. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Then we're going to close on out. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Paul is still talking about the gospel. And you can see the identifying speech pattern that cannot be changed. We have to keep these things in memory. Now, he's talking to a church. Now, remember, Christ died about A.D. 33. Here in the book of Galatians, about A.D. 51, approximately 20 years, people are being removed from the gospel. We have to keep this gospel to be saved. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and which also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, which also ye have received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Now, the gospel, the full gospel is preached, not only just saying Jesus, 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 but the gospel, the end of the gospel is, what must I do to be saved? You cannot be saved no any kind of way. Because that's what the scriptures say. We must follow that same pattern. Keep on reading. For I deliver unto you, first of all, will also receive.
That he was buried, that he rose.
That he rose.
On the third day.
According to the scriptures.
That he was seen of Cephas.
That he was seen of Cephas. Then of the 12. Five hundred brothers at once. You cannot fool 500 brothers at once seeing the same thing. He's seen the same thing. I seen Jesus too. Now this here in my study really got me because Paul came later. He used to persecute the church. But let's keep on reading. Seventh verse. And after
that, he was seen of James.
Then of all the apostles. You know how he's saying of all the apostles, but he's the apostle too. Go ahead. You got to be, he was seen to me also as one born out of due time. We have apostles in the city of Chicago and in America and all over the world today. You have to see Jesus. You have to be able to see Jesus with your eyeball. And your message is not going to change. Because this book right here is sealed. The oracles are sealed. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. You have heard the word of God. I didn't want to go over time, but there's so much to say and so much to prove, but only one thing to prove, and that is the gospel. and we must abide in that gospel. We come to God by hearing what was preached on the day of Pentecost, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And then we must believe the gospel. We must believe and ask that question, what must I do? And then repeat, Peter says, what must you do is repent and be baptized, every one of you, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We must be buried with him in baptism. We must confess that sweetest name, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He has risen up from the dead. We must believe that same thing. For with the heart man believeth, Romans 10 and 10 says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Also, we must be buried with him in baptism. Baptism is a necessary thing. We're going to close off right here. 1 Peter 3 and 21 tells us that we must be buried with him as the like figure. As in the days of Noah, people got in that ark to be saved, but it was the water, the Bible says, that saved them. It saved that ark, and all those who were not in that ark drowned it. And then when we are baptized into Christ, we are baptized and our sins are washed away. But when we rise up with that spirit of that Holy Spirit that he gives us. So we must continue to keep this same doctrine, and it cannot be changed. Don't you want to come to live with Christ forever? Christ is going to live forevermore. He will never, never die. As long as the sun shines, as long as Jesus is shining, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit is going to continue to live. We'll be in the presence of God, being a God that we cannot even see all at one time, because he is awesome. He cannot be measured in any way. We want to be in his presence. And here's the thing that I want to give to the church. Jesus gave this gospel to his disciples. It could not change. But guess where Jesus got it from? His Father. John, the 12th chapter says, he that rejected me, reject the Father. And we must. He said, the words that I speak, the words that he got was from his Father. So he got it from his Father. Jesus gave it to his disciples, and we have the same words, and it cannot change. So this was eternally ordained. Come to me at this time. We can sing the song of invitation at this time. 666.